Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading a story called It Lived Below the Shower Drain by Jarrett. This is a viewer-submitted story, and I really hope you enjoy it. Let's get started. Honey?
Yeah, what's up?
The shower drain is clogged. I heaved a tremulous sigh and placed my beer back down on its coaster. Not wanting to get up, I paused my video game. I wasn't in the mood to play handyman, but I knew it was inevitable. Resigned, I braced myself for the command, "Come fix it." Annoyed, I reluctantly left my chair, my legs unsteady from the alcohol still buzzing in my veins. I sauntered down the hallway to the bathroom, where my wife stood wrapped snugly in a plush towel, shivering as she pointed at the puddle forming on the shower floor. Rolling my eyes, I grabbed the plunger, unscrewed the drain cover, and pushed the plunger down into the exposed hole. I strained against the resistance, feeling my back protest with each attempt. Nothing. The physical exertion sobered me up, bringing my agitation to the forefront. Determined to fix the problem and return to my game, I grabbed a drain snake and fished it down the pipe. I felt the blockage, and I pulled harder, but it wouldn't budge. I reeled the line back in, finding nothing but strands of blonde hair, the same color as my wife's. I turned the water back on, but it remained puddled on the shower floor. Obviously, that wasn't the main clog. Cleaning the snake, I fed it back down, determined to clear this once and for all. With a final, forceful yank, I dislodged something and began pulling it back up. I pulled out whatever had been clogging the drain and froze. A tongue. A severed, rotting tongue. Its pink hue had faded to a dull, decayed brown. The end was freshly severed, as if it had only recently been attached to a mouth. A blood-curdling scream echoed from the drain, high-pitched and feminine. I jumped, dropping the tongue and clutching my chest as my heart raced. I backed up, slamming into the sink. The water on the shower floor whirled down the now-cleared drain, the puddle disappearing. I couldn't move. I was frozen, waiting for something, anything. To my horror, spurts of bright red blood sprayed up from the drain, painting the white tiles a sick shade of crimson. The droplets shot up in sharp streams as my wife screamed. She clasped her hand over her mouth, eyes wide in terror. All the noise ceased, leaving me standing motionless and petrified. My wife clutched my arm, trembling. Then I heard it, thumping, from the shower. I squinted, straining to see. Something gray and sickly poked out from the drain hole. A fingernail. Then a finger. The sight of the spindly, malnourished appendage jarred me. My mouth hung open as the hand began flailing, slapping its rotten flesh onto the shower floor with wet, sickening slaps. The hand gave way to an arm, the skin peeling off in sheets as it scraped against the sharp edges of the drain cover. Then a shoulder, then a scalp, then a head. The head was grotesque, emaciated and pale, streaked with blood and webbed with purple veins. It turned slowly toward me. It had no face. There were no eyes, no nose, just crudely sewn patches where features should have been. Strands of blonde hair jutted from the scalp. It had a mouth, but it was nothing more than dismembered, bloody ruins where its tongue had been torn out. In a crazed panic, I sprinted into the kitchen and grabbed a knife. I stormed back into the bathroom, screaming like a maniac, ready to fight. But there is nothing. Nothing. My blood ran cold as I realized I had no idea where it was. My breath caught in my throat as primal fear gripped me. I listened, strained my ears for any sound, any hint of movement. Silence permeated throughout the house. Overcome by terror, I began whimpering like a child. I glanced down at the shower floor, and the tongue was gone. It had taken it. I backed out of the bathroom, sweat pouring down my face. I quietly shut the door and bolted into the kitchen. Fumbling with my phone, I dialed 911, my fingers trembling. An eternity passed. Finally, police sirens. Officers entered the house. Time seemed to slow to a crawl. I paced in the driveway, dread seeping into every pore. Finally, the officers emerged, irritated. "We searched the premises. Your house is clear. There's nobody in there." "But did you check everywhere?" my wife interjected. "The officer ignored you." "Did you?" I asked.
Did we what, sir? My wife asked you a question. What? The officer looked confused. I turned back, and my wife was gone. What? My wife, she was just here, I protested, running back inside. The police looked dumbfounded as I screamed her name. That thing took her. Is he okay? I heard one officer mumble as I tore through the house. The game was still paused on the television. I rushed back into the bathroom. The shower sat there taunting me. The drain cover was still off, splayed on the tile. I peered down into the drain hole. Then I remembered. Grief does the strangest things to me, I swear to God. The nights I've cried myself to sleep just keep piling up, and sometimes I like to dance with her just to feel her touch. She died a month ago. I dug up her grave. I couldn't bear the thought of her being all alone in the dark. She hated the dark. We used to love dancing together in the shower. We made love there most nights, and she was the most amazing woman in the world. I guess I thought placing her under the shower, our favorite, most private spot, would make it easier. It hasn't. Her appearance is starting to scare me, though. I don't even recognize her anymore. But I don't want her to move. I can't. I want to love her forever. And that's the end of this story. A really huge shout out to Jarrett for sending this one in. It really does mean the most. Without people like him, and, well, a shout out to all the other authors that let me read their stories, we wouldn't have a channel. So I really appreciate you sending this one in, Jarrett, and letting me read it. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, you know, let me know in the comments below. Like the video, maybe subscribe for some more. And if you want to come join the Discord, there is that too. And if you'd like to support the channel even more, there's a Patreon available for that. And I really do appreciate all of you, especially you who are patrons already, if you're listening. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed yourself here. We'll see you in the next one.